So, the Judeo-Christian story starts with a garden and places the people in it to care for it and to be participants in that space and to meet God there. And so I wonder if we can just take a moment to be still. And I invite you to think back across your life to a time when you suspect that maybe you met God or the divine in the natural world. So close your eyes and think back to a space where you encountered God or what you think might have been the divine in the natural world. Imagine yourself in that place. What was it like to be there? What did you notice? What did that divine encounter feel like? I invite you to just shout out one word that explains something about that experience.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Holy.
Holy.
Mm-hmm.
Joy. Joy.
Alive.
Clarity and awe.
Enormity,
yeah.
Connection.
Mystery.
Light.
Mm-hmm. Humble, yeah.
Rest.
I invite you to soak in those feelings and to bring those with you throughout the day as we have these discussions and to remember that God becomes present to us in this place, in our bodies, in this world. So go ahead and open your eyes and continue with that mind frame and that feeling. And I think that sets the stage for who we are and who we want to be in the world as friends, right? A lot of those words, I think, describe who we want to be. We want to be people who are open to the mystery, the awe, the wonder, the space of rest and being able to create something beautiful. So, kind of makes you wonder why we meet in buildings at all, but we'll leave that one for another day. But just that sense of there's something different about connecting with God through the natural world, which isn't always the case. Sometimes the natural world is scary and dark and not necessarily positive, but a lot of times we can connect with something larger than ourselves and outside of ourselves when we're paying attention in those natural spaces.